The Honduran national team qualified for this year's World Cup. I believe it's the second time in the history of the national side that they've qualified for the World Cup. The political history of Honduras, of course, is somewhat famous in global football, as Honduras and El Salvador in the late 1960s going into 1970 were involved in what's been known as the football war. But the political resonance of the Honduran national team is much more relevant these days, given the political dynamics within Honduras today. As most listeners would know, the elected president of the country, Manuel Zelaya, was overthrown in Honduras last year in what really seemed like a throwback to a decades earlier right-wing coup in Latin America. So how does the success and the great success of the Honduran national team just to qualify for the World Cup finals in South Africa play into the political crisis in Honduras? I'm joined right now by Anselmo Ramos from the Honduran Resistance of Los Angeles. So Anselmo, the team is in South Africa. They have a very strong group of players. And how has this success for the national team impacted the political crisis in Honduras?
Well, thank you for allowing me to participate in your program. Let me clarify something, like going back to the war that took place between Honduras and El Salvador. Both countries, they tried to lie to the people saying that the war was because of soccer, which is not true. That's a complete lie. That's what they told the people. However, the reason why they fought is because the oligarchy from El Salvador with the oligarchs of Honduras, they were fighting over the common market in Central America, and because of the internal social problems that they had. So it had nothing to do with soccer. And today's team, again, the group of people or oligarchs, what they're trying to do is they're trying to use the soccer team, those players, which, by the way, they come from humble beginnings, but they are trying to utilize them in for their propaganda. So any success that they have in the World Cup is going to be used, using the media that they have in their favor, as something that they can show for a success of their system, and which is also not true. In Honduras, they're trying to use that to overshadow the popular movement, which is actually fighting for equality of all Honduran citizens.
And by the way, thank you for clarifying that about the soccer war. In fact, the details that I do know about is, in fact, the attack that did take place, the military attack, was actually months after the conflict between the fans. And the fact that it's known as that, I always thought was, of course, it was perverse. But sadly, it's entered sort of global football mythology. So the success of the team, and I understand that there were great public demonstrations that took place in the immediate aftermath of the overthrow of Zelaya. And my understanding was that the success of the team in qualifying for the World Cup finals in their final match, and through which they won a big victory and therefore qualified, did in fact impact negatively the popular movements in terms of people in a sense being distracted and in effect co-opted by the success of the soccer team.
In fact, that's exactly what they want to do. They don't tell the people that actually that it was because of the support that the people, the humble people of Honduras, gave to this team, that that's how the success came. It came because of the people, not because of the government institutions or the oligarchs that have been involved in actually stealing money from the production that these players actually do. Again, all these players come from humble beginnings. Their success is because of the people, not because of those people that actually take the money away from them or from the production that they do in stadiums and so forth. But it has had a negative impact in the popular movement, and that's exactly what they want. They're trying to show off a team saying that it's coming from a democratic society, which is absolutely a complete lie.
Right, and again, if listeners to the People's Game are not aware, and I imagine you all are, what has happened in Honduras has been wholly outrageous, with the overthrow of a elected president who had not really been elected on a highly progressive platform, but once he became president, started to make some moves that were for the benefit of the general population of Honduras. This was not tolerable in the eyes of the country's oligarchs who overthrew him. And then the U.S. played a particularly terrible role in that, while almost all the countries in the regions condemned it, of course, the United States plays a privileged role in whether they're going to accept or condemn such an action. And the United States basically sat on their hands. And then what followed was a sham election in which there was no one to represent anything close to the political positions the President Zelaya had taken, which had been more popular with the general population. And so the sitting government is truly heirs to an illegal and unjust coup.
That is absolutely right. The current government actually is not governing the people of Honduras, because the people of Honduras do not recognize the regime. It was imposed by military force. And so that's why we ask the entire world not to recognize this government, because it represses, in fact, it has assassinated students, workers, teachers, journalists. They are killing individuals that are actually the backbone of the popular movement in order to disarticulate this movement, because the entire population of Honduras does not support this government. It's kept in power by the military force, which is, by the way, sponsored by the United States. But one thing that needs to be clear is when we talk about the United States, we're not talking about the people of the United States. We always talk about the government and the right-wing elite of the United States that supports this type of governments and dictatorships throughout Latin America.
Right, and people, again, should be aware of the time frame, because this did not take place under George W. Bush's watch. I know many people out there are listening would expect wholly the Bush administration, the Bush-Cheney administration, and every Bush administration of all 12 years of them throughout the Bush family to have supported such a coup. But this happened while President Obama was in office. And again, the response of the United States has been as disgraceful as would have been expected under Bush-Cheney.
That is correct. And a lot of people have been misguided by saying that President Manuel Zelaya committed a corruption and so forth. What we said was the following. Well, if he did, then there were proper channels to bring him to justice. But that didn't happen. And so what they did was they kidnapped the president, they broke into his home, and they expelled the president out of the country. That is illegal. That is a crime. And it doesn't matter what they say or how they want to cover that up, it's not going to happen. And so we expect the entire world, all the citizens of this planet that love democracy, not to ever recognize or support this government.
So again, back to the interface then of soccer and politics in Honduras. Has the resistance had any contact with the team or their players, any show of solidarity whatsoever from any of the players on the team?
Officially not. Like the people of Honduras do feel that they, I guess most Hondurans, they love soccer. And that's why we call it the people's game. I love soccer. I grew up playing soccer. But this team, this particular team, it played a role that was negative for the people of Honduras. They actually went to the presidential palace to sit there with the dictator that was in charge of the government at that moment, which was Roberto Micheletti, which, by the way, we call him a terrorist because he assassinated Honduran citizens. They actually went there to sit with him. And that's something that the people of Honduras, besides the fact that they love soccer, they will not forgive, nor they will forget. And it has nothing to do with us not supporting a soccer team that represents our country. It has to do with the actions that they took, that they go against the national interest.
Sadly, however, the power of soccer, and again, so often sadly, I mean, the most famous instance, of course, is 1978 in Argentina, where Argentina won the World Cup, which was really disgracefully held in Argentina, the fact that FIFA, the governing body of soccer, would allow a fascist dictatorship to host the World Cup. And then Argentina went on to win, and, you know, this played a, very dismaying role in boosting the dictatorship in Argentina. However, is this unfortunately transpiring in Honduras, and that people's love of soccer is creating a sort of propaganda coup for the government?
In fact, we believe that possibly the best thing for FIFA to have done was maybe to prohibit Honduras to participate Like the rest of the Central American countries did, they forbid Honduras to participate in any sporting events in the region because of what they did to the people of Honduras. And so that's what we expected from FIFA. However, that did not happen.
And in Honduras, though, people are following the team closely?
That they do. They actually are following the team, but that doesn't mean that they are necessarily supporting what they do or the philosophy that they run on.
Yeah, it is a shame. I know these players well, some of them. They play for, have played, or they play for a club side that I root for in England. And I like them a lot, and I felt highly ambiguous about them ever since this happened because I didn't know what their response had been. And I really wish, and for what it's worth, if this recording gets anywhere near Wilson Palacios or Maynor Figueroa and the other stars from the Honduran team, I would really just bequeath them to support the Honduran people.
And one of the issues that we have is it's at times they have become arrogant, even with the people that actually supported them in their beginnings in the stadiums of Honduras. And there has been times that there was even a player, that there was a humble lady in a shopping center that went to ask for an autograph to him. He just ignored her. He just walked by and not even pay attention. Those are the things that we condemn. This is arrogance, that they believe that they are above the rest of the population. Well, bad news, they are not.
Anselmo Ramos, your words to the ears of the Honduran national team, what would you like to see them do if they could do anything right now to support the Honduran people?
What they could do right now, or the best thing that they could do, since they are on an international, or they're in the eyes of the world at this moment, they could actually condemn what happened in Honduras and say that they support the people of our country and say, we condemn the repression. We do not recognize the regime that was imposed by military force in Honduras, and we are here for the people of our country, not for those that right now are holding power in Honduras through weaponry and assassinations.
Anselmo Ramos from the Honduran Resistance of Los Angeles, thank you very much for joining us on The People's Game.
Thank you.